Private Samuel Stanley Moore Parker, 11th Battalion AIF.
Stan Parker was one of the first from WA to enlist. He was on the first troop ship to leave Albany, and he was among the first to land at Gallipoli. Stan was born in Victoria in September 1890. When Australia joined the war, he was working in the timber mills in the southwest. He wasted absolutely no time in enlisting in the AIF and began training at Black Boy Hill, Greenmount, in August 1914. He departed from WA in early November 1914. He was among the first Anzac soldiers to set foot on Gallipoli soil near Anzac Cove during the Dawn Landing.
I clearly remember the deafening sounds of rifles, machine gun fire and bursting artillery rounds as I focused on the painfully physical exertion to land at Gallipoli. A number of my battalion mates had been killed or seriously wounded, or they would find safe cover from the enemy fire. Although it was reported that I'd covered some distance towards our target, that next hour of my journey was permanently erased from my memory when I was struck by an enemy bullet. Apparently the force of impact and location of the wound had knocked me to the ground. While I was unconscious, field ambulance officers collected my body and I was issued with the last rites by the Catholic chaplain, Father John Fay. Later that evening, a Red Cross medic who was carrying out a final check on my body called out to say he'd located a pulse. I can only recall a doctor speaking to me after I'd been evacuated to the Heliopolis Hospital in Egypt. He explained that an enemy bullet was dangerously close to my spine and that it was too risky to remove.
After 3 weeks' treatment and convalescence at Heliopolis, Stan was declared fit for service and sent back to fighting with the 11th Battalion at Gallipoli. In April 1916, he was transferred to the Australian Provost Corps, the military police, in Egypt. He served with this section on the Western Front and in England until late October 1918. Stan carried that bullet next to his spine for the rest of his life. Ignoring any risk, he returned to work at Mornington Mills and also worked on the Harvey Weir construction project. As with many of the returned soldiers, he was involved in community affairs, serving for the Bunbury City Council for over 25 years until his retirement.